Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sam Legasek.
And I'm Dreadful Dan Gallagher. And we're two old buddies that have lived our life at the edge of the mainstream.
So come join us where things are a little odd. This is the
This earth of yours will be reduced to a burned-out cinder.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Oddcast, movies, music, and gaming. And I've got another minicide with you. And oh, look, here's Dan. Hi, Dan.
Oh, my God, it's me. It's so odd here in the Oddcast room. Hello.
Hello. What are you wearing? Jesus.
What, you got a problem? You got a problem with a man in a pink dress with a strap on?
Well, no, it's the... It's what's on your head. That's I find a bit weird. It's
just my dildo.
It's a leather face mask. Oh right, that's what it is. That's what I see. Do you know I read something this morning. Really weird talking about it. I'm a serial killer, and I'd never heard of him before. And I thought I knew all the serial killers. Called the Beast of Jersey. Have you heard this one?
That's an X-Files episode.
That is the Jersey Devil, but we're talking about the Beast of Jersey. That's a bit
so
closer
easy to
home.
Too confused, isn't it?
Yeah, Jersey, the island that is in part of the United Kingdom,
I guess. British Isles.
Yes, and what this guy did. This is a really horrible thing to kind of open up on, but I hadn't heard of this before. And then apparently, there's a 2017 film called Beast or whatever, which I might dig out now just because of this. Is he basically throughout an extended period of time would go into people's houses like and rape and kill people, but like children, women, whatever. But he did it with this like fucked up mask on, and you can see his outfit if you Google it, the Beast of Jersey. I was like, that is one of the most horrifying things I can think of. Basically, that is disturbing on all levels. Like the fact that he's wearing this big fucked up mask and doing that to whatever. Could you imagine?
Oh my God. I'm looking at him.
Horrible.
That mask.
Yeah, it's really like, it's really fucked my head up. So
it's a shame because the guy's obviously talented. He could have worked in the film industry.
What, making in Texas Chainsaw masks?
Yeah, in props and that.
Oh, don't. It's
honestly, oh my
horrible.
God. There's a book called The Beast of Jersey by his wife.
Oh my God.
Christ, I can't believe, I'm surprised this isn't better known.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I was reading about this morning going like, why the fuck am I just hearing about this? It's like one of the most horrible things that there should be, like Netflix will inevitably release something probably within the next year. They're running out of true crime stuff, but it's really bad. Like it's really horrible, awful shit.
Oh, he had spiked wristbands as well.
Yeah.
What's weird as well, Jersey, I've been to Jersey, it's tiny. There's not that many people living there.
Yeah, exactly, especially back then as well.
So like, he would have probably known, you know, people would have known him.
Yeah.
Small community.
Yeah, that's really how he had to dress up as Santa at one point for like some thing that his wife was doing. It's really horrible and weird. Anyway,
thanks
sorry.
For kicking the show off.
Yeah, kicking the show off something really horrid and disgusting. But if anyone doesn't know, this is kind of what me and Dan have a little chat about.
Yeah.
About stuff. So, Dan, I was going to talk about other stuff that I've watched.
Yeah.
The main thing I've been watching, which has taken me away from my X-Files, is the UK version of Don't Tell the Bride.
Why?
As we both know, well, as I know, and you may know or not, I can't remember, I do love my shitty TV. I do love my shitty reality TV where it's heavily formatted, hits the same beat, I don't have to use my brain, and I laugh at the misfortune of others. that is basically what Don't Tell the Bride is. And there's been some absolutely fucking weird ones, but it's basically like, look at men, they're stupid. And then here are like these like man-childs who have never had any responsibility, who are completely selfish, but it all ends on a happy note, even though they're terrible. One guy, the whole point of it is that you get £14,000 to put on a wedding, but you don't tell your wife what you're doing. And they've obviously there's a process for them to be chosen anyway. So they're all going to be ridiculous ideas. One guy was like, oh, I'm going to do a skating thing. And him and his fiance, all like tatted up, all like fucking cool, whatever. They're all black, skater shit, whatever. And, she doesn't know how to skateboard. And he can only skate on a flat surface. And he paid like £3,000 or something of this tight budget to have a couple of half ramps at this wedding and have her come in on a skateboard. She had to have two people holding her, and it's kind of slipped out, and then she just came on thing. He spent the whole 3 weeks basically prepping to try and do just to go on a half pipe, just to go up and down, like not like do a trick or anything crazy, just to stay on the board. Couldn't do it, and he gave up. And he didn't have any other skateboards or anything there. So the whole altar is based around this half pipe that didn't get used. And then at the reception. There's this like half pipe just sitting out there. No one used it. and it's like the theme was skateboarding, and there was no skateboarding. It was just fucking, some of it is just like, these guys are just fucking idiots. But I've quite enjoyed it randomly. I quite enjoyed it. I've also, I watched.
See the appeal.
Yeah, it's stupid. But apparently the Australian one is the best. So I'm going to see if I can dig that out. I've also been watching, I watched a film called Oxygen by Alexandra Hans, I think his name is. Who did Switchblade Romance? That's what I always remember him for. And it's basically, did you ever see, what was it, Buried with Ryan Reynolds, where the whole film is him in a coffin being buried alive? It's like that, but sci-fi. And it is so fucking boring that I wanted to kill myself. And it was only until about 40 minutes in, when she's still trapped in this thing, I was like, we're here for the whole movie. Like, I was like expecting after about 10 or 15 minutes, I was like, okay, she's going to get out any second. And then it's going to be like Cube or something. She's going to, her oxygen's running out. She's going to have to try and find a way out of this spaceship or whatever.
Yeah.
Nope. Just trapped in this little cubicle. And that's it. Whole thing.
So were you getting her like internal monologue or something?
No, she's talking to the computer because it's all like set in the future and all this stuff. And she's trying to like ring Earth. And whatever, and it's just fucking bullshit. It was really shit. I'm trying to think what else I've been watching. Like, to be honest, like, not much. I watched Escape From, that film. Awful. It was really bad. Didn't really like anything to do with it. Things Heard and Seen, another Netflix movie. It was pretty nothing. It's pretty blur. Yeah, I can't say that I've seen anything that's been particularly exciting, to be honest. What about you? What have you been watching? Oh, I'll tell you what I did watch, actually, before you start. I finished Castlevania Season 4, or whatever it is, the last series. And that was great. Loved Castlevania. That was.
You told me about that before, didn't you? I should probably check that out.
Yeah, it's all finished now. They're not doing any more, I don't think. And it was really good.
I want to play the game, actually. I've got it on my old
Sega. I need to play the old games as well. There's a few of them now, isn't there? But that is something that I saw that was really good.
I've been watching a few documentaries. quite recent ones. So last week I watched one, just came out this year, called Killing Escobar.
Right.
And if you're in the UK, I'm watching these on BBC iPlayer. Mm. It's about Pablo Escobar.
Yeah.
Who was at one point like the world's richest man. Huge cocaine magnate.
Yeah.
In Colombia. And basically, like, a rival cartel wanted him dead. So they hired a hitman from Scotland. And it's like his story. And I put it on and I thought, I don't know how good this is going to be, but I just got drawn in. It was really good storytelling.
Right.
And the guy's still alive and they have a lot of like interviews with him throughout the whole film. And it's as much his story of going from quite a troubled, aggressive young guy. You know, you don't get picked for a job like that unless you've got a background. And he'd been like fighting in, he'd been like a gun for hire in some of the like African military coups, for example, like Jesus. Algeria. And so he talks a bit about his, you know, as it goes through, he talks about his journey. And basically the mission went wrong and he ends up like stranded in a helicopter crash in the middle of like the jungle.
Mm.
And he's just waiting for Escobar's men to come and kill him. And he basically was like, I think it's the first time in his life he had time to like actually stop and think.
Right.
And he survived and had a, yeah, exactly. He was like, maybe I shouldn't do all this killing and that.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something that drives this aggression that's not completely positive.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was quite cool. He had a strange kind of wisdom about him, this old guy. But indeed. It was good, you know, a good bit of drama as well. And the other one I watched was Feels Good Man.
I
really recommend that. It's about Pepe the Frog.
Okay.
The meme.
Yeah.
Which then became co-opted by the alt-right movement in America.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So just a fantastic kind of documentary that touches on so many different things because they spend a lot of time with the guy that created Pepe the Frog.
Right.
He's just like the most archetypal kind of like Californian laid back hippie dude.
Right.
And he's like, I just want to do my little cartoon. And it's basically become this meme that's run out of control. And it's about him as an artist, but it's about, you know, intellectual property. He then kind of like takes legal action eventually, but by that time it's like, it's too widespread. So then it's all about like the phenomena of, it's like talks about like the 4chan kind of guys and where that all came from. It's about how does a meme, how is it created? What's the psychology behind it?
Right.
Tribalism. And then you've got all this stuff about Trump, recent American politics. And it's even got some stuff about NFTs.
Oh, really?
Because there's bloody like Pepe coins or whatever now. And some guy spends like $20,000 on a rare Pepe
fucking
NFT. And it's just, it was just a really encompassing documentary. It touched on so many interesting things. And it's great, again, a great piece of drama because it very clearly sets up like the good guys versus the bad guys at the end in this kind of like battle for his intellectual property. Oh, because Pepe the Frog got listed as a official like hate symbol, which meant that like his attempts to like merchandise it with t-shirts and things, all the stock had to be destroyed.
Oh, fucking hell.
So he was on like a bit of a mission to like have it delisted and all this kind of stuff. Just really, really interesting documentary. Worth watching.
Yeah, nice.
Quite unique.
I saw that Oscar winner one for My Octopus Teacher. Did you watch that?
No, I really want to see that.
No, I didn't like it. I thought it was really pretentious and shit.
I'm going to watch it anyway.
I was actually like, what am I watching? Like, what? Like, this guy just wants to fuck this octopus. Like, what is... The whole premise, right, is he's like, it starts off with like, I'm a filmmaker and I kind of needed some time away and I wanted to spend some time with my family and reconnect with my family, blah, 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 blah. And then he sets off every day going into the ocean with this octopus. And it's like, you've got a family back there. You're supposed to be reconnected with your family. And they're like, oh, see you, love. Bye, kids. Yeah, I'm off to fuck off with this fucking octopus again. Be there all day. He's like, yeah, every day I went down there and I searched for the octopus and blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, that's great. That really served your purpose, didn't it? I thought, what a prick. What an absolute dickhead. Won an Oscar.
That just makes me want to see it more.
Ugh, I like it's the like, all these,
idea
like,
of this guy who sounds a bit deluded and lost.
It's done, it's completely like serious, but it's also like he will, he also has like, the camera set up, like, you know, and it's like, oh, you know, I was just kind of swimming around and this thing. It's like, you're filming it, mate. There's no one else filming it. You've set up the camera for these like staged things.
Yeah.
It's all, I don't know. And I was just like, it's just an octopus, mate. But like, I was expecting something to happen or something like that and whatever. And it's just like, no, it's just about this guy and this octopus. So whatever. Did I tell you about the terror? Have we spoken about this already?
This is the thing about the trip to the Arctic.
Trip, yeah. The expedition. yeah. Have we talked about this before?
Yeah, I think we did this.
Did you watch
before.
It?
I still haven't watched it. It's on my... I should watch it, shouldn't I? It'll disappear soon.
Yeah, I'm tempted. I've watched the whole thing twice now. And
whoa.
I am tempted, very tempted to go back and give it a third, which is absolutely ridiculous, I know. And I was speaking to, who was I speaking to about the other day? And they were like, oh, first episode was so boring. So it's like, whatever. And I was like, you don't get it. like, I don't know how anyone could watch that and not want to keep watching it, but whatever. Yeah, that was really good. I also finished Love, Death and Robots. Did you ever watch that? It's a Netflix thing.
No.
They did a, it's David Fincher weirdly produced it, but it's like little short stories, completely self-contained. And each one is animated and it's by a different animation house. So with each episode, you've got a different unique story in a different style. And there's a lot of like really cool fucking stuff. So some of them are just like quite abstract. Some of them are quite experimental. Some of them are just like the most realistic looking fucking CG you'll ever see. And all this. But they're all like little science fiction, basically, stories. But anyway, the second season of that came and went. And each episode is only like fucking like, you know, 10 minutes or something.
That sounds good.
Them. So you can do the lot in like an hour.
Where are they?
It's on Netflix.
I'll find them somewhere else.
I mean, you could do both series in like a couple of hours. You know what I mean? You sit through and just go through the lot.
Oh, that reminds me. Mm. I think I told you about this. Beef House.
Oh, Tim and Eric.
The new Tim and Eric. It's on, again, in the UK, it's on like Channel 4's streaming service.
I still need to check that out.
I think it's an Adult Swim thing. I was like, I'm curious. And it's only 15 minutes. And I watched it and I was like, that was pretty good. And it just had this weird appeal. I was like, I really want to see the next one.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't like laugh out loud, belly laugh kind of funny, but I was just like, yeah, I just, I have to see the next one. I just ended up watching the whole lot. It was like six episodes.
Right.
It's like a parody of a kind of like 80s, 90s American family sitcom.
Yeah.
You know, like where someone comes in the front door and like the living room's right there. Mm. But the first episode's great because they just launch straight into it. You know, there's no explanation of who the family members are. Like, you know, right. You know, like Roseanne, there's always like a weird extra family member. Well, they're not a member of the family, but they're like in the house, weird hanger on.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that. You're like, who are these men and why are they all together? And why do they keep referring to it as a beef house? Which is never explained literally at any point.
Brilliant.
They're like, oh, honey, I think one of them's, Eric's married in it.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, I wish we could, but this being a beef house, you know, we have to keep up with, you know, it's, and obviously like spins into like surreal and absurdist situations, but yeah, I recommend it. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I love anything Tim and Eric based. So yeah, I'll check that. Did you ever watch Tim and Eric's Million Dollar Movie?
No. What do you think? I've heard mixed reviews.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, to be honest. It's just, it's kind of like, it's not a sustainable, I like it when their ideas are like short, sharp and sweet.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, even obviously within it, they've got like the jokes have jokes within them, whatever. But I was watching it going, it feels like it's padded out to be a film rather than kind of a, you know, frenzied normal thing. Saying that, there are a couple, there's a good handful of moments which are just so fucking funny that it just makes it worth watching just for those again. As in, like, I would watch it again, even though I didn't particularly enjoy the 90-minute run through. I would watch it again just to get to those moments again. There's basically like, without ruining it, but there's like one point where they buy the shopping mall, basically is what it kind of is. This money, and they go, it's I think it might be I can't remember, there's a guy working there, it might be Will Forte or whatever his name is, or it might be someone else, and it's like, oh yeah, you know, I've been working here forever and here's my son, and Tim Heidecker like just say, oh, this is your boy, right, hey kid, whatever, and all this stuff, and he's basically, the whole scene ends where he's like, I'm gonna take your boy, you can call me daddy now, whatever, and all this stuff. But it gets like, just that whole conversation, it just gets weirder and weirder. And then like, so now he's just got this like son throughout the rest of the film, basically, like belonged to this guy. It's just things like that, which is just like, I found really funny.
I'd like to watch that at some point.
Yeah, that was definitely good.
I think the best thing I've seen them both in is the film called The Comedy.
Yeah, it's good that.
I love that because they didn't write that, obviously. Mm. So it's very different sort of humor. It's like so black as tar.
Yeah,
it's so depressing.
Mm.
Yeah, I thought that was great.
I really found powerful. That. Yeah, definitely. When that actually finished, I was inspired to go out and do something similar because essentially it's nothing. So it's obviously it is something. There's these little vignettes, whatever. Yeah. But I liked the way it kind of took, like when you like. Cinema Verity or whatever and all this where it's like, you know, it's real life and it's kind of happening and there's just this these moments and it did kind of like feel like that and also just that the existential crisis of someone like that I can relate to coming into like our 40s now as we're about to and also I recommend the soundtrack as well if you listen to it weirdly. There's one which is called like Disintegration 2 or something that is on my playlist quite regularly. And it's just a weird, like, it's a weird, like, ambient, sad thing. And I think it's actually a few things just played backwards and forwards or whatever. But it's quite interesting. But I remember it happening in the film as well and being like, but just being like, this is just this little bit, it's really good. But I really liked the comedy as well. And that's what's weird about it is that it's actually, it's not, I love Tim and Eric, But I didn't crack a smile throughout the whole thing.
No.
even though in theory there was stuff there that would normally be funny and you would expect it to be funny because it's Tim Heidecker, but because the tone of it is just so, as you said, dark and depressing and horrible.
Yeah.
That it's like, it's actually just really sad and pathetic. It's a weird thing for him to do.
Well, the genius of casting them in it is that it's like an inversion of what they do, because they're kind of, I don't know, like poster boys for this like ultra dry, ironic kind of humour. And it's kind of, I mean, it's kind of poking fun at them a bit, because then it's saying, you know, this is the reality then of being that detached and cold, is they can't, they don't seem to be able to interact on a normal level.
Yeah.
There's that great scene at the end where I think he's like on a beach with a little boy.
Yeah, I can't remember.
And it's kind of like, you kind of feel like, oh, maybe he's actually finding his like inner child and he goes to kind of play, but he seems a bit awkward and it's just kind of like, oh, he's basically like lost touch with reality. Mm. He's just steeped in this like detached, like, and he's a clearly like, he's a privileged guy.
Yeah.
And he's just really like lonely and oh, it's horrible. Life. It's so really horrible.
Yeah.
And then the same guy made Entertainment with Greg Turkington as Neil Hamburger.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh my God. That's even darker.
Oh really?
I love that film. That's one of my top 10 films of all time.
Jesus. Is he in character?
Just, he's, yeah, essentially. He's not called Neil Hamburger. I think he's just the entertainer.
Right.
Yeah, that is... That is dark, dark, dark.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'll have to check it out. Yeah, quite like all that stuff. Yeah, I think that's it. There probably is tons of other stuff I've been watching, but I can't remember it. Basically, I don't feel like I've watched anything half decent for forever. There's just nothing, I feel like. I tell you what, I went to the cinema to see Peter Rabbit 2 and I fell asleep. My daughter seemed to like it. I can't stand it. I fell asleep for the first one.
You did go with your daughter, man.
Yeah, I just didn't go by myself. Yeah, we went as a family.
One for Peter Rabbit 2, please. Back row.
Jesus, yeah. And are those tissues complimentary?
No, there you go, from the Beast of Jersey to...
The Beast.
A bunny.
Yeah, there's a James Corden joke in there somewhere. the Beast of... East England. Isn't he from Essex or something?
Beast of Bodmin.
Yeah. Yeah, let's leave it there. And yeah, that was a nice little chat. And hopefully some people were able to pull little gems from our conversation there. You know, feel free to explore and research and, you know, write to us and tell us if you wholeheartedly agree or not, or hate us for it. We'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to Oddcast Movies, Music and Gaming. If you want to get in touch with us or get a movie, album or game put on our list to discuss, then email us at oddcastoddballs@gmail.com or anewwinterpodcast@gmail.com. This is part of a New Winter Podcast Network, so head on over to anewwinter.net to check out our other shows. You can also follow us on Instagram @anewwinter, Twitter @anewwinter, and you can head on over to our Patreon page, patreon.com/anewwinter. Thanks for listening and see you again soon.